Kevin R. Novak deconstructing the Colosseum. School boards across America do not have the right to use force to perpetuate themselves. I know this because of Scripture. Rights are duties owed to God. The collective duties we owe to God are called liberty. Internal liberty occurs when God's Spirit baptizes the human heart. Internal liberty produces external liberty. When God regenerates a person, that person is compelled to exercise duties owed to God. It is the civil government's duty owed to God to frame society in such a way as to promote duties owed to God, and to punish those people who interfere with another person's exercise of duties owed to God. This is the essence of Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2:14. It is the civil government's duty to promote good and punish evildoers. The civil government is supposed to promote good, not provide good. If the civil government gets into the business of providing good, it must take from some people and give to others. When this happens, the civil government itself becomes the evildoer, since it is interfering with one's exercise of duties owed to God. The civil government has no right to use force to make people pay property taxes, to use force to compel civil government school attendance, to use force to interfere with the God-given right to private education. Conversely, the family government has the right to educate children, to use their own money to promote liberty, and to give money voluntarily to others for the purpose of pursuing private education. The civil government, according to God, is not supposed to interfere with the family government. It is supposed to protect the family government rights. Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructingthecolosseum.com.